Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Amish my ass, plus Turkish, and drugs up the ass. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler calling.
Hi, Ernie.
Fergler's Hardware.
You're up bright and early.
Let me move on to something I'm very excited about. As you know, good service at Fergler's is something we take very dear to heart.
Yes, indeed.
Always have, always will. So now, I'm about to play back for you, for everyone to listen to, the new free Fergler feedback phone answering machine that we keep on at night. People can call in and give us their ideas, suggestions, comments, whatever. Last night was the first night we had it available. I haven't even heard it yet. Let's listen.
Okay.
Hi, Ernie. It's Patty Withers. Just wanted to call and say thank you so much for the free popcorn. My kids love it. Fergler's has always been our favorite place to shop. So thank you, Ernie. See you soon.
Fergler eats it. I'm on the stony biker, man. I messed you guys a few weeks ago, man, and just want to let you know I got your letter in the mail, man. I swear to God I did. Something about Donnie Baker didn't possess the proper people skills to work at your store. Well, that's nice, man. I appreciate that, man. What did you say to my face, man? What did you say to my face when I was right in your face 3 weeks ago, man? What's your problem, man? You want to make a federal case out of it, man? I'm a minority, man. You just turned me down. I swear to God I am, man. Hey, find out what happens when I take that to the news, man. I want to call the news for help. I swear to God I will. I don't want to work at your stupid place anyway. I'm wearing a smock. Hell with smocks, man. If you make me wear a smock, give me two of them. I'll tie them together and hang myself before I work at Spaglers, man. I mean, it's Donnie Baker. You got my numbers and do have, like, something part-time. I don't need something full-time. Maybe something part-time. I'm busy about it. I'm coming, man. I'm doing a job interview. Just shut up, Randy.
Yeah, this is Carl Wampler on Maple Street. And I wondered if my prescription was filled yet. If you can call me back at 749.
Call me back if you can, man, because I changed address. You can't send me another letter again, man, because I have to go to the post office and pick this one up, man. Certified mail sucks. I mean, I got to go, man. Can I put my boat in front of your store with the for sale sign?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Do we have another song coming from you, Pat?
I have a song with a story, yeah.
What story? Pick one.
Oh, I like the Amish story. You know,
I got that, yeah.
Let's do it. This is really surprisingly sad.
Oh, good.
Oh, well that's...
don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out.
Pennsylvania police say and have arrested a man that had been robbing Amish buggies in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where my aunt lives. The Pennsylvania State Police Department says one victim was in his buggy when a vehicle approached him from the front, stopped, Man got out of the car, took the victim's wallet at gunpoint.
Gunpoint from an Amish guy.
While officials were on the scene,
he made the gun himself.
No, the Amish guy isn't robbing. Oh, boy.
While officials were on the scene, a second victim reported a similar incident that occurred on a nearby road.
Yeesh.
Authorities have asked anyone with information about these robberies to contact authorities.
Yeah, it's a scumbag.
Hello, hello. Is this the special place in hell? Yes, we have a reservation for the guy robbing Amish folk with a gun. That is pathetic.
Pat?
Amish folk are a quaint bunch. I come from Philadelphia, and in Lancaster County, we have a huge Amish population. Yes, and I had stayed there for a short amount of time, and I was trying to hook up with somebody, let's say. And
really?
They came up with a pretty outrageous lie. I hear your TV, I see your car. They say you drink just like a fish down at the bar. Those black clothes don't make me laugh. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. Put down those noodles, shampoo your hair. Under your dress you're wearing lacy underwear. Saw you at Best Buy and yoga class. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. Hey, if you don't want to see me, just come out and tell me, just say no. I've been rejected by much better than you, but this Amish thing, you're never gonna sell me. Cause you're wearing earrings under that bonnet. Just got a buggy, but it's got an engine on it. Just tell me no, or say you'll pass. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
I have a question.
Pat, yes, Godwin, sir. Godwin, two glasses. Pat, two glasses, Godwin. You have
the
your
whole show. The whole song.
You have a pair of glasses on your head and a pair of glasses on your face.
That looks good on the video.
Yeah.
I took a picture. I sent it to Jess.
You're not aware that you have a pair
someone
of glasses.
Someone halfway through the song couldn't have said something.
You didn't know
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I was. You were caught me off guard. Man. I was thinking, it would have been less distracting. I thought it was awful quiet.
It caught you off guard. You told me you had a song about a story. About
I know.
Amish.
When he asked me, pay attention. He just came back from a lovely segment. I was unprepared.
I have a question. I don't know the answer. Would someone be hitting on these Amish because they carry more cash? Because they don't use credit cards, or do the Amish use credit cards? I don't know the answer to this.
I think there are a few reasons. I think that is a good.
I'm only guessing.
I think also they figure it's an easier. It's easier than an automobile.
They're probably not armed.
They're probably not armed in some way
yet.
They're probably kind.
Yeah.
in a weird. You know what I mean?
That's where we had them. They were too kind.
Yeah, they're not going to put up a fight necessarily.
Yeah. Right.
Who knows? Those are all assumptions that I think the guy would make. I'm not saying that.
Do the Amish curse a lot?
I'm not too sure. I doubt it.
Screw thee, oh would-be thief. Bang.
Huh.
Bang? Yeah, they're shooting him. Again, a special place in hell for the guy that's doing this. But, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
There's some more people that should go to hell. Turkish authorities have arrested a group of 25 scammers.
Okay, Christy Lee just said all Turkish people should go to hell.
I did not say that.
This is a very shocking declaration.
Oh, my gosh. I'm part Turkish. Stop it.
I doubt that.
I actually am. When we did our DNA thing, I'm like 5%.
They just tell you things, you know what I mean? They make it up.
They give you something to tell people.
Yeah.
If you saw my grandfather, you'd get why I'm saying that.
I don't even know what a Turkish person looks like. Do they have a gobbler?
Wait a minute. There's a joke there somewhere. I'm trying to find it.
I found it.
Oh, I got it. Turkey, gobble. I got it.
Gobble, gobble.
It was there the whole time.
What's a gobbler?
A gobbler? It's that thing on their neck.
That's not called a gobbler.
Isn't it?
No.
In layman's terms, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody knew what I meant.
That's the wrong thing.
Is this really how you want to end the week, my friend?
Now, think about it for a minute. Is this really how you want to end the week?
It's called the waddler.
That's pretty, I think it is a waddle, actually.
Is it really? I'm guessing. I have no idea. I'm unprepared.
We all knew.
I don't believe the Turkish thing either. So what's happened to these poor people from Turkey?
You looked in a mirror?
Oh, my God. Turkish authorities arrested a group of 25 scammers who used fake treasure maps in a $1 million buried treasure scheme. The suspects traveled to villages in a rural region where they offered locals fake treasure maps they had made.
They should have known they were fake when they said One-Eyed Willie's pirate ship.
Do they have the standard big X on the ground when they're there? Like every cartoon?
Yes.
Every cartoon that always, they'd be looking in there, they're walking around and there's a big X on the ground.
I love that trope.
Dig here.
The people began digging in the places indicated on the maps and found fake artifacts that scammers had buried.
Oh, they must have been so excited when they found them.
A person posing as a priest convinced the victims to hand over the item, stating they could not be sold in Turkey.
Okay, posing as a priest again, that special place in hell.
And collected a commission by promising to sell the items on their behalf.
I see.
The criminal gang managed to amass $1.32 million before they were caught. This is really, really awful.
Well, but at least it's old school.
Yes.
I mean, most of the scammers now are calling old people and saying, we're turning off your electricity, you didn't pay your bill, and
right.
Or they're doing the... I keep getting...
Are you still getting those toll things?
I'm getting those. I get them every day.
I just got one yesterday.
They say, yeah, you owe the state, blah, blah, blah.
If you pay it, they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Those are always fake. They will not text you a... If you're getting those, do not pay them.
Right.
I had a fake one yesterday. I couldn't believe it. It was, remember, tax day, April 15th. Yeah, right. Not getting me this time.
Tried to get me last year.
Scammers.
Bunch of scammers.
U.S. Customs officers in Texas intercepted a man carrying narcotics. Oh, this old story.
In his butt?
Yep.
Oh, man.
The agency said the 41-year-old arrived at the international crossing in El Paso, a drug-sniffing dog.
Did what a dog does,
yeah,
right?
Sniffs his butt. Nose up his butt.
How do they know? Yeah. Don't dogs do that for everybody?
That dog must have thought, I'm the luckiest dog alive.
I got the greatest gig.
Well, you know the dogs don't do that. They actually sit.
What do you mean? Oh, yes, that's right.
If they detect drugs, they sit.
Right.
They used to claw at stuff, but they were
so the drug dealer's none the wiser.
Right. The drug-sniffing dog alerted officers to the presence of narcotics. They searched the man, determined drugs were concealed in his anal cavity. The 41-year-old eventually passed the bundle, and contents were found to contain one-third of a pound of fentanyl.
That would have... Right to jail.
Third of a pound? You're really not...
He would die in a second.
Well, certainly, but think about a third of a pound of hamburger. If you're a smuggler, that's kind of an amateur level, I think.
Not of that.
No. Let's assume it was some other...
Well, so you're saying this was a small rectum demand.
Yeah. I mean, if as rectum smugglers go, I think this guy must be a novice.
You want 4-pound William.
Yeah,
right?
You want to go serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, if whatever he's holding it in breaks, he's dead in a matter of minutes.
No joke.
Well, the people even handling it, yeah.
Things turned sour at a child's lemonade stand in Florida. We're back to that. When an adult male allegedly committed battery after being denied a free refill...
Let's hear him out.
45-year-old Stephen Casamano was walking in a Clearwater neighborhood when he came upon a lemonade stand being run by several juveniles. The man purchased a glass of lemonade, but reportedly became angry when he was not allowed to refill his cup.
Hey, I was under the impression they're free refills.
The suspect allegedly grabbed the female victim by the wrist aggressively while standing in a fighting stance and threatened to beat her up.
Some kid?
Yes.
Jeez.
Well, now, wait a minute. We haven't seen these kids.
Right. He was soon apprehended by an officer and charged with felony battery.
Said juveniles, not, who knows.
Yeah, it didn't just say kids, did it?
Yeah, they could be delinquent juveniles.
Right. Yeah. I think Mr. Cusimano's fine.
They're running a lemonade stand. It's obviously a bunch of...
Well, I'd like to see their tax scam. ID.
Remember...
They have a tax ID?
Cusimano on the Sopranos. He was their next-door neighbor. Cusimanos. Or as Tony called him, Cus.
Maybe they're related.
What a scumbag.
Yeah, you don't threaten a kid at a lemonade stand.
Or he's going to go, he'll get 3 squares a day. He's got that.
Did they say free refills? And then they didn't come through?
I doubt it.
There's got to be a reason. He's not just a jerk.
Yeah, I mean.
Where's the lemonade stand's mission statement? Let's look at that.
The origin story.
That's funny. Right. you turn the back of the sign and it's just their story of how they got started.
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, 2 years ago when I was three, then I decided...
We don't care, restaurants.
And we have to give you an email address so 3 days later you get a letter. How was our lemonade stand?
Oh. What if you walked up to a lemonade stand and they had a QR code you had to scan to see what they offered?
Oh, we're not too far from that.
But I bet some lemonade stands take Venmo and cash.
You know, they probably all do.
You know what I saw on one of the socials this morning was you don't have to have cash at church now. They hand out this, you can do Apple Pay with your phone. It's an electronic gizmo they pass.
Oh,
are
okay.
you serious?
In the rows, and you take your phone, click, click, and it charges.
You can fake it.
Like that's fine.
Or you can. No, it's a. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
it is a great idea. But
how far are we from? Boy, this is sort of an uncomfortable segue. But strip clubs just having a thing up there for the dancer.
Oh yeah, that'd be. Good.
You know what? They don't like phones on.
They're taking pictures.
Yeah. So maybe they won't ever do that.
That's free porn. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I just looked at the picture of this guy that allegedly. Grabbed a child and was screaming at her.
It looks like he was right.
No, he looks like he's going to...
Is it a normal-sized adult with a tiny kid? Or
He looks like he's been in stir before, if you will.
Is it a mugshot or is there...
It's a mugshot. Really? It's pretty scary looking.
You can tell, Tom?
Yeah. He was in a lineup, I would say whatever it is, he's guilty.
Number three.
Do you ever not buy a book because you don't like its cover?
Absolutely, all the time. Give this guy three squares and a rape kit.
Oh my God!
Round him up. He got a wolf from Drew.
He's gonna be part of a tag team sodomization in a matter of moments.
Go ahead and round him up.
Don't you love seeing kids with lemonade stands?
Yes, and I always stop.
It's adorable. Yeah,
always.
Most of the time, I don't take their. Gross lemonade. I just
give him a dollar or whatever. Yeah.
Can I have a cup back, mister? I've got to use it for the next guy.
Oh, will his also be 82 degrees?
Sometimes you have to wonder about the location, though, because it can be on it's too busy of a street sometimes to stop.
They shouldn't do that.
I know, but they do. And it's like an awkward, how am I going to get
there?
Because
they're kids.
Now, I don't mean this to be jokey, but my son's a bit of a rebel. When he was very young, he had a chocolate milk stand, and I told him that was not the way to go about it, because it would be hard to refrigerate. No, it was adamant, and he did the syrup.
Nothing I like on a hot day than a big glass of chocolate milk.
He didn't sell a one.
I might not. And you got a lot of curded milk.
Yeah.
No joke. Yes, okay. I'm sorry.
A Pennsylvania woman looking to get lucky again after she accidentally donated a jacket to charity with a winning lottery ticket inside.
Idiot.
Mildred Simo-Raluto told WPVI that Holy she bought hell. The ticket at a grocery store last May.
I bought it.
2 weeks later, she discovered she'd won the $2.5 million jackpot.
They're not naming kids Mildred anymore,
no.
are they?
No. But could not find the ticket before remembering she had placed it inside a jacket she donated to the Vietnam Veterans of America.
I'm an old idiot.
The organization donates clothing around the world, meaning the winning ticket could be anywhere. It expires on May 8th.
Well, whoever finds this.
Whoever finds it, we'll get it back to
Mildred. Yes, if you don't give it back to that lady, you have to just live your life
lottery
as
officials?
A scumbag.
Yeah, no joke.
On the south of France.
And she has to have the ticket in person to claim the jackpot.
How do you live with yourself? I find a way.
Yeah.
She's not getting that back.
On a beach in Nice.
Now, don't you have a game plan?
Day at a time.
If you win the lottery, don't you have a...
Oh, here we go again with this.
No, I don't.
Well, you write your name on the back of the ticket.
You shave your thigh, and then you take
you tape it to your body. You don't...
You don't leave it in a jacket.
You don't leave it anywhere.
Don't they... I've heard, like, professionals or whatever say... If you win the lottery, that especially that kind of sum, you tell no one and call a lawyer immediately.
Yeah.
That's but you have to protect the ticket.
Get a fanny pack.
So to protect the ticket, you tape it to your body? I think that's way too risky. Oh,
you put it in like a plastic bag and then tape it to to your thigh.
Right. You don't roll it up tight and...
keister it
up your butt.
Yeah, I think you got to go
you
butt.
You could keister it.
You got to go butt.
then you're a two-time winner.
I got a lot of nerves back there.
I got a grin.
Why are you smiling? Did you just win the lottery? Well, that
and.
You know, I thought this would be bad, but it's not.
the odds of anyone finding it are pretty slim.
Especially up your butt.
Don't you think? I mean,
the odds of that, yeah. anybody.
Oh, it's probably on a rack.
The odds of somebody finding it and thinking it's a winning lottery ticket, though.
Right.
Well, can't you launder it first and it gets ruined?
You can go online, right, and type in the number. And
right, but wouldn't you just assume, oh, this is clearly a loser. Why would it be in the jacket?
Exactly. She's not going to get it back.
I sure hope she does. Because she already sounds like a charitable woman.
No way. Yeah.
She's going to do good with it.
May 8th, that's running out of time.
They're not. Yeah, the lottery commission's not going to take her word for it?
Come on, you can't do that.
They don't.
They don't?
Look, I took a picture of the numbers when they were on TV.
Who else doesn't? The IRS.
Do I look like I'd lie to you? Yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.